Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do, folks, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this really quick, okay, because I usually kind of give out the direction as to where people need to go to concerning our websites, and I'll get to that in just a moment, but I need to hit this real quick because I see this all over the place. Now, when I continuously tell the people what Scripture says concerning not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the Word of God, right? Romans 12:2, and then I think of all things old have passed away, all things have become new in the book of 2 Corinthians 5, and then I also think about where it tells us in James 4:4 that you're adulterers and adulteresses, knowing not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. And the reason I'm saying this is it amazes me how the professed Christians, once again, folks, it's a lack thereof, and we're seeing more and more of this. They're goats is what they are, and you can hear them by their bleedings, friends, as to who they're bleeding for and who they're calling upon, and it's not Jesus Christ. It's their favorite talking heads. Now, we know that over the last couple days, Mr. Tucker Carlson has gone down, and I knew this a long time ago, folks. You don't make that kind of money unless you're a part of the narrative. There's just no if, and or buts about it. The guy's worth $300 to $400 million. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And I'm going to give you a little bit more information on who Tucker Carlson is, because as the Lord says, just give it a little time and he'll bring all things to the light. And he always does. I'm telling you right now, friends, I don't care what Glenn Beck is saying. I don't care what other talking heads are saying. This whole transition taking place right now, it's all pre-planned. Bradley, again, are we there? Yes, we're there again, because you've been played again. And once again, out with Tucker, and what do you see? All the conservatives and the Christians just whining about it. It shows you what they're feeding on. It shows you why they're reaping the curse. It shows you that they don't learn from their past mistakes. And it shows you, first and foremost, that they're not feeding on the bread of life, John 6:35, but on the spirit of the world. Now, what are you talking about, Bradley? Here, let me give you a little quick download here. One of my friends who does a lot of research continuously inundates me with information, and I knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time before it was coming. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that think that Tucker Carlson is your friend, okay? I want to tell you who his daddy was, okay? Pay attention to the connections again and to where they go, okay? His father being appointed by Reagan to the what? The head of the CIA-created Voice of America Network. That was his daddy. Did you hear what I just said? The Voice of America was born as the voice of the CIA. Who controls the narrative on a global basis, said Dr. Udall Ufkant? The CIA. Why would they put somebody in there that was opposed to the opposition or the narrative in which they meant to or intended to drive? They're not going to do it. Furthermore, when you look at your favorite talking heads that are aggrandizing wealth unto themselves, that are making hundreds of millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that continuously listen to them, have you ever taken the time to note that they never make reference to the law that condemns the criminals for who they are? Nope. See, evil men understand not judgment, it tells us in the book of Proverbs 28. And it's never made in reference to condemn those that are guilty of the crime. It's only there to continuously spin the narrative day after day, week after week. Never justice you have seen upon the heads of the guilty or those that have been called out for their guilt. Okay? Never resolve, never pointing their finger again to the Constitution, never calling for impeachment, never calling for prosecution. Nope, the people want justice that guards their liberty so much that they continuously give ear to those that are propping up the establishment that they're complaining about again and again and again and again. Tucker's daddy, the Voice of America, was born as the voice of the CIA. He was appointed by none other than Ronald Reagan. And I know a lot of you useful idiots out there fell for Ronald Reagan, too. But he's not there by chance, friends. Remember what Roosevelt said. Presidents are not elected. They're selected. It's also the same guy, Roosevelt, who said back in the 30s that all the things that happen in politics are first pre-planned. Now, I'm not saying every single thing is pre-planned, but the narrative that they continuously feed into that feeds their agenda, you better know that it's pre-planned, friends. Okay? So Tucker Carlson's dad is appointed by Ronald Reagan to the head of the CIA, created Voice of America, and masterminding a plan to bombard Nicaragua with the regime change propaganda. Who was a part of that? George Bush Sr. Who was his daddy? Prescott Bush. Who is Prescott Bush? He was the one that was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war to try to create a new world order. Who's called for a new world order more than George Bush Sr.? 202 times in the face of the American people, yet the mainstream media continuously calls everybody that tells you, in parodying what George Bush called for concerning the new world order, that they're conspiracy theorists. Well, then I guess George Bush Sr. was the greatest conspiracy theorist of them all because he's guilty as charged, and it's not hard to find. We played this video several times. We also find that Tucker Carlson was the chief propagandist for the Iraqi war. Guess who was president during that particular time? George W. Bush Jr., right? And we all know that the vice president of the United States of America, Cheney, is the one that made $34.5 billion off the Iraqi war, only to, after the destruction and the murderous campaign of the Iraq invasion, ask General Wesley Clark, he'll tell you. We played that video here several times as well. But it's interesting to note, folks, that Tucker Carlson drove that narrative more than anybody else did. He's also one that denied that it was an inside job concerning 9/11, and yet the conservatives and the professed Christians are whining up and down all over social media platforms today that Tucker's gone. Their savior is now gone, friends. Let's boycott Fox News. Folks, there's no difference between Fox News and then there is the MSNBC because they're both driving the same narrative. And if you haven't been paying attention, friends, again, they're two wings to the same bird. I wanted to show you this again, friends, just in case you're just joining us now. Tucker Carlson's father was appointed the head of by Ronald Reagan concerning the Voice of America, which was born as the voice of the CIA. Remember what, in 1947, what President Harry Truman said of the CIA? He said that they were the American version of the Gestapo. Well, guess what? Guess who's an extension of that? Yours truly, Mr. Tucker Carlson. Yours truly, Mr. Tucker Carlson. There's no reason, friends, that he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars if he's not a part of the game. Right? We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting Mr. Tucker Carlson right now, for those that did not know the family lineage, going back to the elitist, as they called it. I didn't. I'm going to shed some more light on this now that we're on to this conversation. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt that there was something up with Tucker Carlson. There is with every single one of them. And if it isn't true, then why is it that they're not bringing resolve? How come they're not calling or raising the people up or making them aware to bring forth the articles of impeachment? Because we see the said representatives are bought and paid for from the top to the bottom for the most part. Not all of them, for the most part, right? But yet we also see no call for prosecution when it comes to the crimes of said presidents, judges, the list goes on, even to the crimes of treason. And yet Article 3, Section 3 clearly tells us how they're supposed to be dealt with after they're impeached and prosecuted. And that's why I continuously reiterate the point that we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to do for ourselves what the representatives are not doing for the American people, remembering that justice guards our liberty. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to go over there, subscribe to that page, go to SOL Radio Live, go to the top of the page. I want to play some videos for you, and those that are listening in the 159 cities, you'll hear clearly as to what's being said. You don't need a visual because it'll make sense all the well within itself through the audio. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, just like any other politician that's favored by the people, like a Donald Trump, people act like they're legitimate candidates when in fact they're not. They're handpicked. They're thrown up to the people as options. Well, they ignore and suppress or censor, or like I just said, just simply ignore them when it comes to the 1,160 other contenders that there are. Well, it's the same thing with going on as to what's going on in the mainstream media, folks. And I'm going to show you this. Let's first go back to Operation Mockingbird. And I want you to see what was going back during the time of the 70s. When our said representatives were beginning to dig into what was going on as to how the CIA was controlling the narrative. And then we're going to come back full circle to Tucker Carlson in just a moment. Check this out.
Real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here. Because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country.
This is in the 70s.
Very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid?
House Intelligence Committee hearing 1975.
The CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal.
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for
listen carefully to the response
networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
There you go. He just told you. He stonewalled the question.
We had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, relationships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will...
This is in the 70s, friends.
We will include any...
Anderson Cooper is all bought and paid for. You guys all know he's CIA controlled, I hope. They all are.
In our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the... National News Services, AP and UPI.
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of
he's telling you what they're doing back in the 70s, friends. So don't suggest that it's not going on today all the more.
He's more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public.
Okay, so there you go, folks. You have them telling you out of their own mouths as to what is going on, and yet somehow or another it's conspiratorial to tell you what in fact it is that they're responsible for doing. Now, I for the life of me, just don't understand that. And people, for some reason or another, they don't want to hear the truth. Because it breaks into the world that they don't want to be a part of. Well, maybe it's time for you to realize and come to the realization that you are a part of the real world. It's tangible. It's very real, regardless if you want to admit it or not. And you, by the way, are going nowhere. And neither are the bad guys. So how about putting them, the bad guys, in a world that they don't want to be a part of, rather than creating a world that they don't want, that you say you don't want to be a part of? How about you put them in a position where they don't even wish to exist on this planet by bringing judgment upon their heads? But yet the people suffer the abuses, and that is the great wonder of the age on so many different levels. Now, I wanted to show you this because, again, Udall Ufkott is his name. Or should I say was his his name. He was an individual that came forth, and he was exposing the CIA, and then he even took the time to write a book, and after he wrote that book, a year and a half later, he mysteriously died under bizarre circumstances, of course. Why? Because he told the people on the planet, namely the, you know, on a global basis, Germany he is where he's from, and then to France and to America, so on and so forth, and giving them the information that the CIA did not want them to have. So let's listen to Udo Ufgaard. He's no longer with us. Remember, he died under bizarre circumstances. But I want you to listen as to what he says, because he's showing repentance here and understanding who the likes are of those that are modern-day journalists that are put into place, their plants, their CIA plants. And I'm going to prove that when it comes to Tucker Carlson once again in just a moment here.
For about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return. And I'm going to stand up and say, it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to
manipulate
propaganda against
propaganda.
Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe, and I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war. And this
There's always people behind it to push for war. Who are those people? Those are the people that are driving the narrative. And that's what I wish people would understand about the likes of those that are favored by the American people today. In other words, those that are known as journalists. They're not journalists. Folks, Anderson Cooper, as I was just talking about a couple minutes ago, he is a total CIA plant. Anybody that's anybody in the mainstream media, they're controlled. He just said, Udo Ufka just told us that they were bribed. I would take it a step further and say that they're extorted. No question about it. No question about it. And look at the heads of these agencies. Now, I'm talking about bribe, yes, but I'm taking it a step further and saying extorted. You've seen that just recently. The head of one of the major networks was busted downloading child pornography. Right? That's what I'm talking about, extorted. He's busted. Now, guess what? He probably didn't go along with it, and because of it, they ousted him so that the public can see who he really is, because he can't be controlled. Well, guess what? They just ousted one that wouldn't play by their rules, okay? But look at this. I just highlighted the fact a couple minutes ago, this just came to me yesterday, that the Voice of America was born as the voice of the CIA. That appointee was the father of Tucker Carlson, okay? Unaired clips were found of Tucker admitting he went to Nicaragua to get involved in the war and support the side that was right, which was not the Sandinista side. Sandinista is what it is. News clipping showing Carlson beside CIA-backed candidates. Tucker trying to employ himself with his...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. It's been a contentious House hearing as Republicans and Democrats have listened to some FBI officials talk about retaliation over blowing the whistle on what they say was the Bureau targeting conservatives. The FBI says some of those agents were suspended for many reasons, including possible disloyalty to the Constitution. Looks like California Senator Dianne Feinstein's been sicker than we thought. In addition to shingles, she also came down with a case of encephalitis, which can lead to memory loss. Feinstein is back at work and has cast votes on judicial nominations this week. All nine Supreme Court justices agree social media companies cannot be held liable for terrorist attacks because some people use those platforms to spread terrorist ideology. Pro golf's second major of the season, the PGA Championship's underway. Justin Thomas is the defending champ. The tournament this year is at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thing. 1-866-582-9933. It's insane, folks. This information that I'm sharing with you now is not hard to find. Someone just sent over, Tim Brown did, the elite pedigree of a brilliant, I can't see it very well, populist video. And it's of Tucker Carlson. I was talking about Anderson Cooper earlier. Well, I just did a search right now during the break, and it says Vanderbilt oligarch, you know, where few rule over many. Heir Anderson Cooper worked at the CIA. Of course they do. They're the ones driving the narrative. We're talking about Tucker Carlson right now. Folks, you can go on social media platforms right now, and the idiocy, the ignorance stinks to high heaven. And it shows you what the people are feeding on. Once again, they haven't learned their lesson, so they're going to go into another round. It's like the children of Israel going around the mountain for 40 years when it only took him or taken them 11 to 14 days to get to the promised land. Nope, that's not what they want. They love to be entertained out of their own salvation. I want to give you a couple more points here, and I'm giving you this that was sent to me yesterday by a reliable source. Declassified CIA documents name checking Carlson's work as invaluable to them in helping them manage a nightmare. The nightmare being the revelations that the agency was involved in flooding black American communities with crack cocaine in the 1980s. That was all exposed. Folks, the greatest drug traffickers that we have in this country are the CIA. This is not difficult to find. This information is at our fingertips now. Okay, so for anybody to suggest that this is outside of what we all know, wait a second, Tucker said it. Okay, I said earlier, Tucker being one of the chief propagandists for the Iraq invasion. Yep, there's the Bush tie right there. Clips of Carlson describing himself as an out-of-the-closet elitist whose job is to distract the peasants who watch his show from the real centers of power away to frivolous issues. Did you hear that? Oh, my goodness. He said it right out of his mouth. This is what I already had posted, so you see that the Holy Ghost is at work already. But here's Tucker Carlson, the elite pedigree of a brilliant cosplaying populist. Folks, he was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth. His father, Richard Dick, pay attention to what's written up on the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Richard Dick Carlson is an important journalist and a high state official who was appointed by Ronald Reagan as the director of the U.S. Information Agency, who was behind that, the CIA, the body that oversees government-funded media, including Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio and TV Marte, and Voice of America, of which Dick was also the director. The USIA has since been replaced by the U.S. Agency for the Global Media that Udo Ufkat was talking about. Together, these outlets are a part of what the New York Times has called a worldwide propaganda network built by the CIA. Guess whose daddy was the one that was leading up that organization? Tucker Carlson. Anybody need anything else here on Tucker? I mean, again, folks, you're not worth $300 or $400 million, folks, because you're born into a rich family. No. That's how much money he was making at the network. And here are all the American people giving him their approbation and praise. And then when he's pulled away, it shows you exactly who those people were listening to. And then they wonder why they are in the state that they're in today. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, period. And you can see who it is that they're not trusting, period. Okay? If you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown just posted, and I didn't know this, unbeknownst to me, the elite pedigree of a brilliant cosplaying populace, which I just highlighted, and I had that posted before Tim sent that over, so praise God for that. But again, friends, if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, you will find that article there. Do your own due diligence, and so you can understand as to why these people are put into a position that they are. They're all interlocked. They're all intertwined. There is this alliance going, and this has been exposed for decades in this country. How so-and-so is married to so-and-so, and she operates this, and he operates that. I mean, folks, there's a whole list of them. They're all intertwined. It's like an incestual situation going on with this alliance on so many different levels. You just can't make it up. You really can't. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I want to reiterate this point before we move on to the next point, okay? Tucker Carlson's dad, Richard Dick Carlson, was called an important journalist, appointed by Ronald Reagan to oversee the Voice of America, which was a CIA-funded operation. If you want to know where your money's going, friends, that's where it's going. And they're using it against you. And they're using your tax dollars to create a global system, and that's exactly what they're saying here, okay? Dick was also the director, I'm talking about Tucker Carlson's dad, the Agency for Global Media, and it ends with, together these outlets are a part of what the New York Times has called a worldwide propaganda network built by the CIA. Their goal is to bombard enemy countries, which is me and you, with regime change propaganda. And until the 1970s, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, was directed and funded by the CIA. I want to say this one more time, too. This came out of the mouth of Tucker Carlson. Carlson describing himself as an out-of-the-closet elitist whose job is to distract the peasants. Notice what they called us, the peasants who watch his show from the real centers of power away to frivolous issues. This is what their job is to do. It's the same thing Trump is doing right now. He's distracting the people from the real issues. Hey, folks, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are not the real issue. And I want to tell you what's going on here. Well, they're sitting there playing war between each other in the ring of pro wrestling. It just doesn't get any worse. It really doesn't. What's happening? You're losing your rights. And who is attacking you right now more than your said representatives? I just want somebody to answer that question. Well, they're sitting there telling you about what's going on over in Ukraine, in Russia, and in China. Folks, and remember, they're all calling for a new world order. Remember that Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, is the one taking your money and funding Ukraine. They're not the ones that are under attack. You're the ones that are under attack because, as George Soros said out of his own demonic mouth, America is the West, he called us. He said the West is what's impeding a global order. That's why they're so busy tearing down our laws, friends. And that's why it's so important for the American people to become the law that they're called to be. So, now with that said, I need to switch over. I did not plan on bringing up Tucker Carlson. I seen it right before the show. It was on my mind from last night. When I seen it, it didn't surprise me. I thought I'd just throw it out there. Well, we've taken 40 minutes of the show in highlighting who Tucker Carlson is, and it should come as no surprise, friends. Again, you're not making that kind of money from the networks because you're standing against the establishment. That's the furthest thing from the truth. You know, I even think of case in point, I even think of the likes of that of Sean Hannity and, you know, how people love Sean Hannity. They did up until they seen him interview a man that was dressed as a woman that wanted to be called by the name of a woman who was actually a man. And Sean Hannity went along with it concerning Bruce Jenner. And when he did that, that showed you exactly who Sean Hannity serves. And he serves as sponsors. He didn't care about the truth. He went along with it. He pretended with Bruce Jenner by calling him Caitlyn the entire interview. And he lost all the approbation and respect of a majority of the people in this country. Folks, when are you going to learn these people are not beholden to the Lord? They're not holding to the law and the prophets. They're holding to their sponsors, the golden calf, which got the children of Israel in trouble in the first place, friends. You don't look at the golden calf and say, thank you for the golden calf and praising the golden calf and saying, these be our gods that have delivered us from Egypt. The furthest thing from the truth. The furthest thing from the truth. So let's get over to the main topic here. Commit the crimes, blame the innocent. We're seeing a whole lot of that. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, if you remember right, last week I'd highlighted the fact that this was one of many, by the way, that plant, and she's a plant, the people didn't vote her in. Again, for you to suggest that, AOC has been appointed by the people in New York, no, that's not true. It's not true in any sense of the word. You can't take a person that debased and lay it on 8 million people and say that the majority of you voted this in. And you can talk to the people in New York. They're not this ignorant. They're not this stupid. Not to suggest that they are in any sense of the word, but to suggest that she was voted in by the people in New York. No, folks, that demeans who they are. And this is a perfect example of what they mean to do. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was caught using a burner Twitter account, a completely falsified account, under the name of Zaza Demon, she called herself, to troll and harass people on the internet and incite transgender people to murder conservative journalists. I want that to sink in. A said representative. Oh, and she's not the only one doing it. There was another one from Wyoming that I highlighted last week, too, that was calling for the advocation of the murder of those that oppose the transgender advocacy, the agenda. Okay? Isn't it interesting? She gets busted doing this, and then before you know it, guess what she's now doing, friends? Incitement of violence. Ocasio-Cortez calls for regulating conservative news. I'm sorry. Wait. Aren't they accusing the other side of what they're guilty of? That's exactly what they're doing, and it's exactly what they've been doing for a long time. Look in Revelation 12:10. What does the accuser of the brethren do? Well, ask Joseph Goebbels. Because that's what's in play in America today, friends, is useful minions. And what is it? Accuse the others of what you're guilty of, right? So they create the crime, they commit the crime, and then they accuse the innocent of the crime, and they say, let's attack them for what they did, all the while knowing they never did it in the first place. That's far-fetched. What about January 6th? They never had any video to indict one person, but yet they incarcerated and threw many in jail? 350 of the 950 that were arrested?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, cool. I wanted to highlight this again. Let me just show you how I was going to set this up. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was caught with a fake account trying to basically, she called herself Zaza Demon, okay? And they want you to believe 8 million people voted her in. She's not. She's a plant, okay? She wanted to troll and harass people on the internet and incite transgender people to murder conservative journalists. Folks, if I did anything even close to that, I would have already been thrown in jail. I would be national news right now. I'd be national news right now. Okay? See, and right now what we're talking about is accusing others of what they're guilty of. This is what they're doing. Because this is what you didn't get to see, is this same Ocasio-Cortez, this plant here, this airhead, right? She is now calling for the incitement of violence, blaming conservatives for what she just was busted or exposed for doing, Luke 12:2. She wants to regulate conservative news. I want to tell you this, and I just told my friends on social media platforms. I was just talking to an attorney out of Texas this morning, and what what the big tech companies are getting away with concerning your freedom of speech? This is the whole reason they've gotten this far concerning this plandemic, and a plandemic it is since its very inception. But it's absolutely amazing the illegal censorship they have gotten away with. If anybody talks against any of their narratives, folks, they'll censor you illegally. Illegally. We're in dangerous times, because if they can silence you, you will be led as sheep to the slaughter, said George Washington. This is one of the most important fronts. You better get your whole allotment of your First Amendment back into your hearts and minds and start opening your mouth and putting a trumpet to your mouth and blowing it as loud as you can, because the government is violating the First Amendment in a big way. And if you don't agree with them, they call you hate speech. They call you a hater. They're trying to create you to be domestic terrorists. Do you not understand that that's what's going on in the United States of America? That's what's going on. But they've got you fight. They've got you all caught up into a game that doesn't exist between Biden and Trump. There is no difference. Right? Let me make the next point. So she wanted to go ahead and incite the transgenders to go out and kill conservatives. Isn't this interesting? And then what happened allegedly over there in Nashville? A girl that wanted to be a boy. Who had a manifesto. By the way, the FBI is hiding all this information. They're withholding all this information from you. But she was planning this school spree shooting for some time. And what's interesting is, what did the networks do? Right away, they started pushing more of this illegal nonsense and these crimes, these transgressions of American law on the people to accept men that dress as women that are attempting to make prey of the children. Isn't that right? But remember, after that alleged shooting took place, remember they tried to blame Christians for what this said, transgender, which does not exist. Read Genesis 5:2. Isn't it interesting? They wanted you to show sympathy for the one that did the shooting rather than the victims of the shooter. You're in dangerous times, Americans. Read Proverbs 17:15. The Lord calls that an abomination. You're in dangerous, dangerous times. Okay. Interestingly enough, look at this. This is the Daily Caller. Alleged mentor for 11-year-old drag queen sentenced for nearly a dozen felony child abuse crimes. Oh, my goodness. I'm still waiting for all those poor sodomites that are the victims of our laws to call up Bradley Dean and apologize. All of those sodomites that said Bradley Dean is a liar and he's a bigot and he's a hater. It has nothing to do with the children. Oh, folks, it has nothing to do but with the children. Do you see what they're doing here in the state of Minnesota, just to highlight this, folks? And I told you this was coming. This is what they're trying to do now. In Minnesota, Tim Walz, criminal Tim Walz, and the said legislators, every one of them need to be rounded up, impeached, and prosecuted for their crimes against children. But what they want to do now is strike down or strike anti-pedophile language from state statutes. I thought it wasn't about the kids. Anybody awakening to this reality that we're all living in? I hope so. I truly hope so. And I got to remind you that there's absolutely no excuse for it. Absolutely no excuse. But I'm praying. Pray all that you want to. But without the doing, your prayers are vain. Period. You know, it's interesting. David, all the patriarchs of the faith, they were, and let's just talk about David in particular, 1 Samuel 17. Isn't it interesting how he trusted the Lord too? Isn't it interesting how he prayed to the Lord too? But also notice that David was called to go to the battlefield, wasn't he? Yeah, he can pray all he wants, but he had enough common sense to understand the leadings of the Holy Ghost that he had to go out there and face off with his enemy, right? Yep, that's right. He still showed up on the battlefield, didn't he, friends? So pray all that you want, but prayer without faith and without your works is vain. James 2:14 through 26. Deeds, not words, friends. Deeds, not words. Let me get to this as well. Isn't it interesting that Satan called Jesus in Matthew 12:24? Isn't it interesting how he is going around and healing people? And isn't it also interesting how the Pharisees, the minions of Satan himself, isn't it interesting how they were calling him Beelzebub? Isn't that interesting? They were calling him the devil, and the Lord warned them right there. He said, you go ahead and blaspheme me all you want. Say whatever you want because it will be forgiven. But when you do to the Holy Ghost, you're done. You're done. Isn't it interesting that they said in scriptures, throughout scripture, concerning Jesus Christ himself, isn't it interesting that they accused him of subverting the nation? Isn't it interesting how they accused him of evading taxes? Isn't it interesting how they accused him of blasphemy? Isn't it interesting that even Pontius Pilate himself found nothing in Christ concerning the accusations of these suborned men, these appointed liars? They were appointed and paid to go lie. Did you know that? Isn't that what the mainstream media does today? Isn't it interesting that King Herod found no cause of death in Jesus Christ neither? But who did the people listen to? Who did the people listen to? Hey folks, even Pontius Pilate, all the while knowing that Jesus was guilty of nothing, John 8:46, which one of you convinceth me of sin? They still crucified him for what? He was crucified by the hands of sinners. There was no sin in him. And didn't Jesus say what they did to me, they're going to do to you? Hey folks, everything I just said to you concerning what they did to Jesus thus far in my life is exactly what I've been accused of. The very things you're not guilty of, the enemy wants to accuse you of. Right? Oh my goodness. Hey folks, I was highlighting the fact that on the backs of this situation with Ocasio being busted with a fake account, trying to stir up and create domestic insurrection, which I told you they've been doing for decades, right? She comes back and says, we got to shut down the conservatives for what she was just busted doing. Isn't it interesting? January 6th is all predicated upon all the things that I'm telling you of right now as well. Isn't it interesting, folks, that there's 350 people that have been charged for crimes that have never been observed by their accusers? They never seen the film of the crimes that were being committed by the people that have been thrown in jail. But yet, 329.5 million people sit back and they allow them to do it. Just like when Jesus was crucified, remember all the people that seen that he was guilty of nothing, but they let him do it anyways. And remember Jesus, how do you know that? Because Jesus said to the women that were crying for him, cry not for me, cry for you and your children. And then he said, if they'll do this in a grain tree, when you have the knowledge and power to put this to a stop and you do nothing, imagine what they're going to do to you in a dry tree. Did they crucify Jesus? Was he crucified for his own sins? Was he crucified for his guilt? See, friends, the devil and his minions do not understand that all political opposition or all those things that are aimed at the church end in self-destruction. Guess who has to suffer that abuse? The Christians do. The Christians do. Thomas More said, those who plot the destruction of others often perish in the attempt. Folks, the problem is the American people are allowing this to happen. They're allowing the innocent to be accused of the crimes of the guilty. And you all the well know who the guilty are, Americans. You all the well know who the guilty are. And again, I can't sit here and talk around the people. If I'm a preacher, my job is to point the finger, read Hosea 6:5, not to talk around you, but to talk to you. There's only one reason all of this is going on, because of the apathy of the American people. And 99.9% of the people listening to me right now know all the well what I'm telling you is true. They're only getting away with what the American people are allowing them to get away with. How many times have people been busted concerning crimes that, in fact, were false flag attacks? How many, folks? I mean, we could do 5 hours just on that, but yet the innocent were blamed and many died because of the guilty. And they're out there doing it again and again and again. Folks, let's get in the Word. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.